Tomorrow morning, the spring equinox occurs just after 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Detroit area native, composer and musician Patrick Grant has created seasonal music celebrations in his adopted home of New York City. Patrick's event entitled Tilted Axes rung in the winter equinox of 2012, or rather strummed in the season. Dozens of electric guitarists hooked portable amplifiers to their belts and walked the streets of Manhattan to observe the arrival of winter. Now, Patrick brings the Tilted Axes celebration to downtown Detroit to hail the spring of 2013 as 22 electric guitarists joined together for the musical happening. WKAR's Peter Wharf spoke with Grant yesterday. Patrick began the conversation by comparing New York's winter Tilted Axes activities with tomorrow's event.
And the funny thing is that when I did this last December, I've been doing this for the winter solstices in New York, I thought, like, man, I got to do this at a time of year where it's a little warmer.
Right.
And here we are, approaching the first day of spring in Detroit. It's exactly the same weather that it was in New York back in December, but I know it can be done. But we're going to start out at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History, which I think is historically perfect. It's poetic in the sense, because anybody, no matter who they are, if they're playing any kind of rock music or any kind of music that has a backbeat, they owe that to the African-American tradition, you know, from which all that music came. You know, they talk about, you know, Elvis is the king of rock, but I would correct them. I go back to, like, Little Richard or Chuck Berry, you know.
Yeah.
If they really want to talk about historical accuracy. So we're starting out there. We're going to, you know, we're going to go to the steps of the DIA. We're going to wind our way through the lunchtime crowds of the Wayne State University campus. We're going to come down the Cass Corridor, and then we're going to go all the way down as far south as the Motor City Brewing Works and the Majestic Theater. Then we're going to come all the way up past the Detroit Artist Market, and we're going to end, again, on the steps of the DIA in front of the Thinker. They're going to see 22 guitarists and a percussionist. We all wear aqua bandanas, just to sort of, that's the only costume we have. And I tell people, you can wear it any way you want. You can wear it on your head, around your ankle, you know, hang it from your guitar. That's up to them. And we do have a procession banner. So that's helpful for the people on the street. We'll say, like, what the heck is this? And we'll say, you know, it's the Tilted Axes Detroit procession for the first day of spring. And then we don't have a stage manager. We have a woman who is what we call a tilt manager. And when we go to all these different sections of the piece, and when we stop, every piece has a title, but she has, you know, big cards that she holds up. So it not only helps cue the musicians as to where we're going, but we can also inform the public as to just add more to it, you know, give the names to pieces. Everyone always asks the question, like, what is that called?
What does Tilted Axes mean?
Yeah, I've been saying it so much, it's probably worth explaining. Well, since this began at the solstice, the reason why we have four seasons is because of the axial tilt of the Earth. So I'm calling it Tilted Axes because an axe is also a popular slang, you know, name for a guitar or, you know, whatever a person's instrument happens to be. But in this case, I'm applying it toward the guitar, so that's why it's Tilted Axes.
What kind of reaction have you received in the past from people on the street who see and hear you?
A lot of cheers. For some reason, people seem to think like we're doing it just for them. You know, I don't know what's like. I've heard people say, like, wow, it's my birthday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then there's other people who just start running alongside us saying, this is awesome, this is awesome. It's like, okay. You know, but you know, in a Pied Piper kind of fashion, we'll often pick up people who will actually want to, like, to walk along the procession route with us. So it's usually a pretty good crew. And one of the things I'll say about the guitarists is I really put them through their paces in terms of the music that has to be learned and all of it memorized, you know, in a pretty much three rehearsals. I try to program the procession that it might start out with some of the easier pieces and then we'll work into the harder ones. But definitely, every time we've done this, by the time we get to the end of the procession, that ensemble knows the pieces cold. And for me, I've always liked music with lots of layers and lots of parts. So whether it's, you know, a Baroque counterpoint or, you know, Balinese gamelan, I just find great joy in seeing, like, a lot of people, you know, playing parts that fit together so well, like all the, you know, pieces of a finely made watch. And to me, that's a great metaphor for how things work when they do work well. And not just for in music, but in everything that's, in what we call life.
Patrick Grant is a New York City composer and musician and Detroit area native. Tilted Axes begins Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. in downtown Detroit. You can find out more about the event at peppergreenmedia.com. That's peppergreen, one word, media.com. Patrick, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.